episode number 187, almost here.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And you look pretty wired.
I just had a ton of Bigby coffee. I'm all jacked up on caffeine.
Yeah. We're releasing this one day early this week just because...
Bonus.
I got to go out of town, so we decided to get together and do the podcast a couple days early and get it out there so we don't forget about it.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, you know, it's not a common thing. Don't get excited.
I know.
Don't change your whole life schedule just so you can listen to it a day early.
It's probably been about a year and a half now since we've actually recorded a podcast on Fridays. Remember? Well, no. We used to do them on Thursdays and release them on Fridays.
Right. And then we figured it'd be...
easier to get together on the weekends
and kick everybody's
Monday morning.
Monday, you know, week off with a fun Monday on the way to work.
Yeah.
Or whatever they do for a living.
Not a whole lot of news this week. The biggest news starting is that the Camaro started rolling out of Oshawa.
Finally.
Yeah.
Very cool. We're very happy
released.
To announce that.
Some pictures posted.
Yep. On the trucks.
On the trucks heading out.
We're so close and yet we're so far.
I know.
You know.
My car hasn't even been built yet. Neither is yours.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. Look, nobody wants my car more than I do, okay? I want my car now. I want it so bad I could... Where's John Fitzpatrick? I want to slug him.
He's not the one who builds the cars.
Well, damn it, he better put a wrench in his hand and get turning it. Get in there to Oshawa, John. I'll help. Take me with you, I'll help, okay? Yeah. I used to work in auto plants. I know how they work. All right, enough of the BS.
Yeah.
Got a lot of just kind of like little smatterings of things here and there. There's been some new video reviews that were posted in the forums. Some April Fool's pranks that somebody posted. Now, look. I know. I normally reserve the April Fool's gags for the people who put, you know, kick me on a piece of tape and put it on somebody's back, you know. But I had to pull one. And I actually... had a lot of people going, including Scott Settlemyer.
I can't believe you actually got people going.
I guess people think I'm just crazy enough to do something like that.
Man, are they gullible.
No, I did good. It was plausible.
No, it wasn't.
Well, obviously some people bought it.
Yeah.
I even sent it via PM to a few people. Even on April 2nd, I said, okay, I posted this yesterday. Check out the link. And like, you know, the instant message is like, WTF.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Today's the 2nd. I posted yesterday, and they're like, oh, LOL.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you want to see the April Fool's gag, just find one of my newer threads in the 2010 forum.
Click blogs and go to your blog or something.
Yeah. Other news, Trifecta Performance, one of our sponsors. They do ECM tuning. They've been supporting our website for kind of a while now. They're looking for beta testers for custom ECM and TCM tuning for their 2010 Camaro, which is kind of interesting. I guess they post they've been working closely with GM, and in the past week they've gained access to one of the OE calibrations. So they downloaded the tune, and they're basically going to start offering tunes for the vehicle within the next week or so. Looking for owners that are willing to be the first to get their ECM tuned. At a heavily discounted price, they say.
Wow.
This is posted in the appropriately in the LS3 and L99 OEM V8 engine discussion.
Sweet. I'll make sure I post a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah. And Vince at Trifecta, he's a real good guy. He's been supporting our site for a long time. He sponsors our the Camaro Z28.com diecast cars, and he's a stand up dude. So definitely, if anybody's interested in getting a tune, hook up with him. And he'll work out something with you, I'm sure. I don't know what the details are. That's, you know, there's a little bit more to the post, but check it out if you're interested.
Yeah, we're probably only a couple days away from people taking delivery of their cars, so
not long.
We're going to be seeing those threads coming through.
I just can't wait. The ones that aren't April Fools, you know.
Yeah. I saw that. The same guy who drove it in Canada.
They were fun. Come on, now they're fun.
I'm April fooled out. That's I'm over it.
Yeah, I know. I rarely do that, but you know what? Mine worked, so I got a few people. A little public service announcement for anybody who's changed the order on their Camaro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you go ahead and you change your order before it's actually scheduled to be built, why don't you call your dealer, just double check, make sure everything's still changed, make sure the order is correct. We've gotten some word that some people's orders have been, I don't know, if they went and they changed it, it didn't actually get changed into the system. Someone posted about that on the message board.
Or there's a rumor, and I haven't seen anybody, yes, this happened to me, but it was, you know, I heard that this is happening. So we don't want to go spreading rumors.
Oh, no.
But
it's always good to double check. It's always been right. Safe than sorry.
You know, if you ordered the RS package, make sure it's still on it. If you ordered polished wheels, make sure it's still on it before it gets built. Because once it starts to get built, or it gets to a certain point even before the build process, it cannot be changed no matter what.
Right.
So, you know, we just want to make sure everybody's happy with their cars. And,
oh, I know I will be.
No, you know.
I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to come over and just borrow your car. Have you checked your order?
Yeah.
Everything's good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Sure about that?
It's great.
Did they still do that custom paint color for you?
Custom paint color.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me you didn't have it changed to pink.
No, green. I will have the only 2010 green Camaro.
After I come over here with a can of Krylon. Yeah, how do you like having green, one of the first?
Never been a fan of green cars.
No, yeah, but you know what? I think a green 2010 Camaro would look pretty good.
I guess.
Even if it was like a limited edition type thing. Yeah. I don't know. You know, like one of those special things that, you know, Ford
maybe
does.
Berger will do it or something like that.
Or somebody should, because I think like an old British racing green, you know, the old classic green on that would look pretty sweet.
Hmm.
Kind of like a green machine, one of the die-cast cars, you know. But anyway. Yeah. So you were telling me earlier
mm-hmm.
that we've got a bunch of voicemails and a couple emails. And
yeah, we've got like 4 voicemails, a couple emails.
Yeah.
We're still getting new people to the message board. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
From the podcast.
So we must be reaching people now.
It's unbelievable.
We're glad to have listeners that want to take that extra step to go from the podcast into the community that we've set up so long ago.
I was thinking it was going to be the exact opposite when we started this thing. You know, it's just another avenue for our listener, for our members on the message board
uh-huh.
to interact with us.
Yeah.
You know, audibly. this is weird because our traffic must be picking up in iTunes. We're always on the featured page in the automotive mm-hmm. section, so that's cool.
Yeah, we're pretty happy. We're, you know, we always love getting new members, but also just hearing from anybody.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of our thing, that we like to just interact with people. That's why we go to the meetups and the shows when we can. Just to hang out.
Yeah.
Regular car dudes that, well, not only do we run a website, now we have microphones on our faces once a week. But
yeah.
So, hey, you know how Magnaflow sponsors our podcast here on
every
Magnaflow.com?
Week.
Well, I was we were looking. And Chris, what did you find on the Magnaflow website?
I found that you can actually choose a 2010 Camaro now and get a listing of all their available catback exhaust systems.
Yeah, right there in the drop down, you can select it.
From the V6 to the V8.
Yeah, there's 6 different systems. 2 of them for the V6 and 4 for the V8. Different configurations, different part numbers. MSRP to be determined, but it's there. The part numbers are there. There's really not much more information as far as they usually
right,
have.
Right, they don't have any pricing or anything.
Well, they also usually have sound clips and things like that.
Right.
So it's just a matter
it's
of time.
It's coming.
So we check it every week because, you know, again, Magnaflow.com is our sponsor of our podcast. We really appreciate that. So head over there and check them out. And if you get in touch with Magnaflow, tell them the CamaroZ28.com podcast sent you.
Yep, Magnaflow.com.
Right on.
Okay, let's get right into it. We've got some emails. We've got some voicemails. Let's start with some emails here.
Okay.
Just grab one.
Just from the pile.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, BearZ28, we're going to save yours for next week.
Yeah, you got a nice long one.
Because it's
there.
A nice novel. Stephen King will be proud. I don't know. Tell you what, you pick one.
Okay.
Just pick one. Left or right.
This one.
Okay, there you go. Okay. You want to read yours first or mine?
Okay, I'll read mine first. Okay, this comes to us from Bradley Patton, B Patton 711 on the board. Hey guys, love the podcast. Been listening since podcast number 1. Cool.
Nice.
I'm mostly a lurker, but do post every now and then. The point of this email is, when are you going to update the podcast intro so that it has a fifth-gen startup sound instead of the fourth-gen seatbelt beeps and startups? Just a thought, guys. Later.
That one?
I don't think that's actually a fourth-gen Camaro either.
Are you sure?
I think so.
It sounded like it to me. It sounds like the. It sounds like your car.
It could be.
Your car. Your 95.
No.
No?
No.
No, I must have got him confused.
No.
Well,
we had our intros and outros and all those professionally done
by
a voiceover artist.
Yeah, Adam Raymer.
Yeah. And he came up with that.
I thought he had the right one.
Yeah, it sounded right, doesn't it?
It does.
But I think it's just a generic startup.
No kidding. But, had me fooled.
Yeah. I guess when a fifth-gen car becomes available to us, our own, we could probably do some new recordings maybe. And
yeah, I don't see why
splice
not.
It and maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, well, we should. Yeah. We'll work on that. But thank you so much for the suggestion on that. I don't know, dude. It sounds like
yeah.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. I got one here.
Okay.
It comes from Daniel Fraley, if I said that right. Daniel, I hope I did. Wanted to get your take on the Hennessy Camaro HPE 550. Okay, so really I just want to hear you guys get excited about a wickedly badass car. And he probably provides a link. This has been posted a couple of times in the forums.
Yeah, I think, didn't this just come out this week?
Yeah, thanks for that email, Daniel. It's a good-looking car.
Yeah, it is.
It's, I believe, the second package that Hennessy is going to release.
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
Sounds like a badass car.
Oh, yeah. With a badass price.
Yeah,
you know, Hennessy cars are not cheap.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure the Viper guys can tell them that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about Hennessy is that... we don't want to spread any rumors or anything, but we just... Going by what has been said, from what I understand, a few car owners have had problems taking their cars to Hennessy, but... Who knows what's true? As with any shop, always, you know, make sure you get a warm fuzzy about the whole deal.
Sure.
And don't be afraid to ask questions, and don't be afraid to cover your butt, you know, for whatever reason. But back to the car itself, it looks hot.
Yeah.
I hope I see some on the road sooner or later.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of companies that are, I think, on the brink of doing packages for the cars.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what SLP comes out with.
I myself am very excited.
I guarantee
about
they're
SLP.
Coming out with something with the Firehawk package for the G8. They got to be coming out with something for the Camaro.
And the Firehawk, despite the fact that it's maybe a day late, has been getting terrific reviews from what I understand.
Yeah,
it's a very potent vehicle.
Oh yeah.
So hopefully that they can, just like anything else, they'll transfer that potency over to the Camaro.
Right.
So that's it for our voicemails. Emails. I always get those jacked up.
I know why. I do the same thing.
I don't know why. We'd love to hear from you via email or voicemail, and we'll get to those voicemails in a second, right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we've got a few of these, so I'm gonna kick off this first one.
Start cranking.
Hey, what up, guys? First-time caller, first-time poster on the forums. Just created an account. My account name is Vampire. I currently drive a STI Subaru. Live in Minnesota, up here in the Twin Cities, and... probably like Detroit, the weather's not too good during the winter. So I got the all-wheel drive and got winter tires set up on that, and it does fabulous. However, the new Camaro came out, or is coming out, and it looks fan-frickin-tastic. And I'm not even really an American car guy. I never even owned an American car. But by God, that's a beautiful machine. And I'm really interested in actually purchasing one pretty soon here. My question for you guys is, what kind of winter tires would you guys recommend for this, or if you know if Pirelli or any other manufacturer is going to come out with OEM size tires that would fit on the 2SS with the RS packages? That's what I'm looking at getting, or if you guys would recommend another size rim, or basically just what you guys would recommend to put on this thing for winter. Let me know, as that is a major thing up here where I live in Minnesota. I gotta have winter tires, and I drive my car all year round. Thanks.
Well, what do you think?
My advice is to actually wait If you're concerned about that, I would get the all-season tires, whatever option box you got to check to get that. According to Scott Settlemyer, the FBOD father, if I heard him right, and I believe this is accurate, that they chose the tires very carefully for the Camaro. You know, they wanted to make sure that they would perform as well as, you know, meet their standards. And one of the standards was that all-season tire had to be truly an all-season tire, not just be sort of like it.
Okay.
I guess the all-season tire has 80% the capability of a snow tire, according to their testing. And we've been at, Chris, you and I have been at the Milford Proving Grounds. You know that super steep hill?
Oh, yeah.
They
absolutely
use that in the wintertime for testing winter tire traction for the vehicles from from the tire manufacturers. That's how they test, among other ways. And it performed great. So my advice, I want to say, get the all-season tires and see how they perform. You may not need to buy snow tires.
Right.
We get tough winters here in Detroit. I don't know if they're any worse than in Minnesota.
Oh, absolutely. Minnesota's way worse.
I don't know. The last one we had was pretty much of a drag. I guess if you had to get an all-season tire, just see if you can get some Blizzax.
The tried-and-true method with fourth-gen Camaros was Blizzax.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's nice to hear a first-time caller, new member, and somebody, as much as I do have an appreciation for WRXs, somebody transferring over to the Camaro. It's kind of cool to see that happen.
Yep.
So thank you very much for that voicemail.
Here we go with another one.
All right.
Hey, guys. This is Wayne, NC Camaro on the board. Just joined up. I actually found the website through the podcast. I was listening to it on iTunes and decided to join the website. And I've had Camaros for a number of years since I was about 15. And I'm currently looking for another second-generation car to start on, which have always been my favorites. But I really like the 2010 Camaro, and you guys with your podcast and everything kind of really got me re-energized. And I hope GM does really well with it. I work in the auto parts industry, and, you know, we're concerned about GM and the other automakers. But, you know, like I said, buy American, hope for the best. I appreciate it. Great job on the podcast, and I look forward to listening every week. Thanks.
Thanks for that voicemail. And another new member who heard about the website through the podcast.
I dig it.
Wow.
I think it's cool. I'm glad to hear from you. We're glad to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
So
he's re-energized.
Yeah.
Because of the 2010 Camaro. He's a second-gen guy.
That's cool.
I know. So let's move on to the next one.
Sweet.
Hey guys, this is a Camaro Man 1022, and I have two questions. One, seeing that like GM is having problems and stuff, like financial problems, and they don't even know if they're gonna like make it from to the next year or whatever. Do you think that could be a problem on why the Z28 is not in this year's model of the Camaro? And also, do you think because of the Camaro being released and all that, do you think all the fourth-gen Camaros will be sold? Like, will more of them be sold? Thanks, guys. Great podcast. Listen every week.
Okay, we got two questions in this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Voicemail. Okay, let's address the first one.
Okay.
And that is the future of General Motors and the Z28. Now, I think we touched on this a couple weeks ago with the program put on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think with the way the economy is and how GM is kind of suffering right now, do you think that's why they're not building a Z28?
I don't think that the current, as we sit today, issues with General Motors and where they're sitting at financially right now directly had something to do with the Z28. That was determined several months ago, if I remember right. And it was at a point where GM had a lot of eyes on it. And they pretty much had to say, okay, we have to reel in some programs here because we got to play nice. We got to kind of, you know, show these guys that we're serious about things other than just toys. And that's kind of what the Z28 is to some people. It's just an extra add-on that doesn't necessarily have to be there. This is just my personal speculation, and this is, you know, not the facts, because there's a lot of facts out there that haven't even been presented to a lot of people. Yeah, it has something to do with it indirectly, but not directly. It was just like almost like a byproduct of the current situation.
Right.
And from what I understand, it's waiting to be resurrected. It can just pretty much, somebody can, you know,
take it off the shelf
and stick it on the car.
Kind of blow the dust off of it, and yeah. There you go.
There was a lot of R&D. There's a lot of development, and I believe it was pretty much completed and ready to go, ready to be integrated into the build process. I wish that it could be out, but I also can't blame General Motors and Chevrolet for making the decision that they did to kind of reel back on things, you know, like they did with their performance division.
Yeah.
It just has to be done. You know, they gotta make sure that they can prove that they can, that they're smart about things.
Yeah.
You know, and cater to more than just the extra bonus packages, I guess is what I'm looking for. It's a tough situation. It's tough to explain and it's tough to describe because everybody's feelings and thoughts are different on it, but that's mine.
Yeah. Okay.
The second question
is, do you think there's going to be more fourth gens sold now? Do you think people are going to be selling their fourth gens to get a 2010 Camaro?
What do you think?
I'm not quite sure because we have had 7 years now since the last Camaro was built. 7 years. That's a long time.
Dude.
It's not like, you know, the Camaro went away for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's coming back, and now people are going to be selling their fourth gens to get a fifth gen. I really don't think it'll affect the fourth gens. I really don't.
I sold my fourth gen to get a fifth gen.
Right. But I don't know. It's been so long, I really don't see it affecting it that much.
I can see it affecting it a little.
Yeah.
A noticeable degree, but not a significant one. I'm sure that's going to get to the point where the guys, you know, they have a fourth gen, they get a fifth gen, and after a while they realize, I'm not driving this fourth gen at all.
Right.
You know, I mean, the fifth gen is so different. It's so advanced. It's got so much more to offer. And I do miss my fourth gen. I do miss it terribly. But I'm not as much as I'm dying to get my hands on my fifth gen.
Yeah.
Can't wait. So I wonder if there's going to be any good deals out there, you know, because, you know, never mind how many you're going to be sold, but are the people going to
drive the price down?
Yeah. I wonder if that's going to happen.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll wait and see.
Because you know what? I could always pick up another fourth gen. good voice.
I got one sitting in my garage for you.
Oh, dude. Hell no.
Okay, we got one more to go.
I know where that car's been.
It's still alive, though.
In a flood, dude.
It's still alive. One more.
Okay.
Okay, what the hell was that? Let me play this one more time.
Oh, do you have to?
Can you make that out?
Yeah, with somebody strangling a cat.
One more time.
Why?
I have no idea.
Can you identify the song? Call in 586-486-3182.
Yeah.
I don't know. If that's you,
yeah,
we don't get the joke.
Exactly. More or less what the hell they're saying or playing or what.
I don't know, man. Now it's going to be creeping me out.
Yeah. Well, that was our last one, so now we got to give away a prize.
Oh, that's right. It's
and the winner is
time.
The last one. Oh, well, you didn't leave your name.
Oh, that's too bad. No. Chris, you can keep.
Let's go in the prize vault first.
Hold on a second. Let me go back into the Camaro Z28.com prize vault here and pull out. Oh, this is one I haven't given away yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not a diecast? Not a hat?
No.
Not a t-shirt?
It's a Eckler's $25 gift certificate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even know I had this. I had it in, it was behind the ZR1s and...
I see how it
in
is.
In the Buick Grand Nationals in the prize vault. $25 Eckler's gift certificate.
Okay.
Kind of dusty. Been sitting on that shelf for a while, but it should still be good. Chris, go ahead and pick one. Whoever, you know, we had the one about the Z28, had the one about I'm tired, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sleepy.
The first one that we got, I think should be the winner.
Ding, 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 you're a winner.
The very first one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. We appreciate all the voicemails we've gotten and emails, not to mention, I don't think I thanked, what's this first one that I read? Daniel Fraley. About the Hennessy one. Thanks for that email in case I didn't mention it. But it could have been a voicemail. It could have been a winner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, door number one.
Door number one. Yep.
It just send a message to email to webmasters@camaroz28.com with your email address, your phone number, and your shipping address, and I'll get your $25 Eckler's gift certificate out to you.
Yeah, don't forget your message board username, too.
That's right, because we got to know that you're on board with the community.
Yep.
You're down with a sickness.
Yeah.
Or
Vampire. That's who it was. It was a new user.
That's
his name
right.
was Vampire.
There you go. You're the man. Yep. Vampire sucks. Isn't that what they... Vampire? Never mind. I'm thinking of something else entirely. Yeah. Listen, I'm ready to bring on the weekend.
Bring it on.
You're going
to
be...
I'm leaving for Dallas, Texas. I got a conference I have to go to. I'm getting the hell out of Detroit for 4 days, 5 days, well, and heading down.
Are you going to have any free time?
I have no idea.
Maybe anybody in the Dallas, Texas area this week who listens to the show should shoot you an email.
Yeah.
And see if you want to get together.
What the heck?
You know,
shoot me an email. Chris@CamaroZ28.com. I'm going to be staying downtown Dallas in a hotel there for like a 4-day conference. So I can't promise anything, but if I do have some free time, I'll try and get together with somebody.
There you go. That ought to be a good
time. Anybody
time.
Out there is in Dallas.
I think there might be a couple.
Yeah, there might be a few.
Might be. Well, should we wrap this one up, buddy?
Yeah, let's go ahead and wrap this one up.
All right, we will be back next week. Hopefully, maybe we'll be able to say, hey, some of the members got their cars.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
You know, and we'll, you know, we before I hit that button, I just realized
what?
Something. We should have a contest.
Oh, yeah?
We
about
should have,
what?
We should have a contest.
See who gets the first car?
Well, see who can give us a good recording to replace the sound effect in the opening.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you guys got any tape recorders and you want to record a very similar sound.
Tape recorder.
Tape recorder, you know, MP3 player, whatever. Oh, you're the one with a VCR over there by your computer.
Hey, I got to convert them to digital format, man.
Well, you know, you can convert a, you know, Panasonic single microphone cassette tape into, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about that in another. We got a couple contests coming up then. So, hey, have a great weekend and week, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.